I'm Jess Spenlove, a performance dietitian, coach, and speaker, and welcome to Stay at the Top, the podcast for ambitious high performers wanting to easily go from exhausted to energized with evidence-based hacks designed to deliver sustained success and enhanced longevity. I want you to harness the power of nutrition, sleep, mindset, and other high-performing behaviors to achieve your big goals now, while also considering future you as well. Now, let's get into today's episode. Welcome to another episode of Stay at the Top. Today, I wanted to take you all through the first step I take with all of my coaching clients that I believe is fundamental to setting them up for success. This is a process I do with elite athletes, CEOs, business owners, high-level junior athletes, speakers, and literally everyone I work with in a coaching program. Today's episode, I will take you through how you can do this process for yourself. I will take you through the areas that I look at when I follow it, which includes nutrition, training, sleep, energy, supplements, life logistics. I will give you access to a template that you can download so you can follow this process yourself. Since I've started doing this process with my clients over the last 2 years, the rate at which they have had success has been extremely accelerated. And this is for two reasons. One, I have total clarity on what their life looks like. And two, it allows me to totally customize my recommendations based on their life. That is the secret to success, friends. It is about applying best practice protocols and practices to your life. And for me, that's where I see most people go wrong. They hear about this supplement or they hear about this protocol and they just implement it rather than looking at what their life looks like and where they need to adjust from. I really hope today's episode gives you the tools to take a full 360-degree look at your life. And of course, if you're wanting more expert support in this process, you can click the link in my show notes to see how I might be able to support you on that journey. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. I truly believe that self-awareness is the greatest superpower. And once we have clarity on what we're doing, we start to understand even why we're doing that. That gives us the keys to making long-term change. Now, of course, when you work with someone one-on-one or in a group coaching program, you're able to accelerate that. You're able to collapse timelines. And when I work with my one-on-one clients in six-month coaching programs, it allows us to go deep and fast. But this tool, which I call the life audit, is fundamental to that process. Now, the life audit is something that I do with every single coaching client, whether they are an elite athlete, a CEO, a business owner, a high-level junior athlete, or any other high-performing type of individual that I coach. The life audit captures 7 days of information, and the areas that we look at are their nutrition, so their meals and their snacks, what they have on the different days, their training, when they train, where they train, how long they train, the types of training that they do. It looks at their sleep. How many hours sleep are they getting? What time do they go to bed and wake up? Is it consistent or does it vary? I also get them to rate their energy levels so we can see any trends. Do they stay consistent across the week? Do they start good and fall off a cliff? Do they start really low and build across the week? I've seen it all, but getting that information is part of this process. I also look at the supplements that they're currently taking, what they're taking, when they're taking it, how consistently they're taking it, what doses they're having, all of that. And it also helps capture their life and the logistics of life. So for an elite athlete, that might be the days they train, the times they start, are they training at the same ground? Do they do recovery in different locations? For a corporate, it might be what days are they at home? What days are they in the office? Do they have any other extracurricular commitments or activities? Do they have children? Do they drop their children to school or pick them up? All of these details are so incredibly important. For the individual, it is just what they do. Now, the process of capturing this information is about me getting a really clear snapshot of what life looks like. Ideally, the client who is capturing this information is told not to change what they're currently doing. But the thing we know is when people start to document what they're doing, it does start to shift their behavior. But nevertheless, I still find it an incredibly valuable exercise. One of the main reasons for that is I've got all of this valuable information before I even sit down with the client. Now, that's incredibly important for a few reasons. One, I've got a really clear snapshot of what their life looks like. It has enabled me to see what they are currently doing, any patterns. It gives me an opportunity to see what they're doing pretty well, areas for improvement. It also gives me an opportunity to look at what life currently looks like and assess that against what their goals are. So before I even sit down with this client and do a 2-hour deep dive session, which is the first thing I do when I sit down with them, I already have a really clear understanding about their goals, their challenges and their struggles, which we've discussed on their application form and application call. And even more importantly, I am crystal clear on what their life currently looks like. Now, the thing is, depending on who the client is, that may change. So for an elite athlete, I'm working with a few professional AFL players at the moment, and they are just about to finish pre-season. So when we started working together a month or two ago, they captured that information and it was relevant to them for pre-season. So as we move into in-season, which is when they start to play games, I will likely get them to capture that information again because everything has changed. Training's changed. Sometimes they travel. They've got different days of the week, which is compared to pre-season where they have their set days. Monday they do this, Tuesday they do that, Wednesday they do that. But in pre-season, that looks totally different because it depends on when they play their game on the weekend. Do they play Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday lunchtime, Saturday night? There's so many variations which then impact what their week looks like. So depending on who the client is, that may be captured a few times. If it's a corporate client and not much changes, they don't do too much travel, they may just capture that once at the start and that may be sufficient. But this process is something that I do at the very start of the journey before we even sit down in that 2-hour deep dive session, because this allows us to go deep. This allows me to get information, to probe, to understand the decisions that they make. This also allows us to cover off anything else that's going to be important to helping them achieve their goals. Whereas if I didn't have this information, I would spend that initial session capturing all of that information. So by having it in advance, we're already ahead of where we would have been simply by doing that. Now, the other reason I like to capture this information, as I mentioned, it's about seeing patterns and it's about seeing opportunities and gaps. Now, this might be information which, as you're just going about living your life, and for you, this is just your schedule. Whereas for me, when I look at the different days or the different environments or circumstances, so for an example, let's use a corporate who may be working at home 1 or 2 days a week, maybe working in the office a few days a week. They may have children that they're either picking up or dropping off because that's something that they want to do. That's something that they value. So within and amongst their busy life, even I'm thinking of a client I've got at the moment, he's a CEO and that's something that he values and he wants to do a few times a week. So this is all really critical information because fundamental to helping someone achieve their goals, it's about finding consistency. However, where a lot of people go wrong is when they're looking to achieve consistency, they've only got one strategy. Now, one strategy may not work for all of those examples. So for this specific client I'm thinking of, he's got 3 or 4 different mornings that we need to think about. The days he's in the office early, the days he works at home, the days he drops his children to school, and then the weekend. Now, with this client, one of the biggest focus areas is his breakfast and a high protein breakfast to help stabilize his appetite, stabilize his blood sugar levels, and set him up for the day. But what he's able to have when he's at home is very different to what he's able to have in the office or when he drops his children to school or when he's got more time on the weekend. So what my job is to identify that as a big lever, to discuss strategies with him and formulate a plan that's going to work for all of those different days. And by having that information and being crystal clear on all of those intricacies and all of those different ways that he starts the day, I'm able to formulate that from the get-go rather than give him one strategy, which isn't going to work for all of those scenarios because we haven't had the time to explore that in the depth that it needs. probably the most important part of capturing this information is it allows me to see the biggest levers that need to get pulled to give the client the biggest impact to get the most runs on the board and gain the most momentum, but with the least amount of friction or with the most amount of ease. Let me repeat that. It is about finding the biggest levers that can get pulled that's going to give the client the biggest wins, the most momentum, with the least amount of friction and the most amount of ease. I fundamentally believe that a high-performance life doesn't have to be suffering, difficult, or unenjoyable, despite maybe what you've been told. What I believe is that a high-performance life is about integrating proven strategies and tactics that are going to elevate energy, mood, performance, help you optimize your body comp, help you lose weight, help you improve your health, whatever you're trying to achieve, but in a way that's personalized, customized, and tailored to you. Now, the way in which that's done is by adjusting what you're currently doing and starting with the levers that are going to have the most impact. Now, if you tuned into last week's episode, I took you through my 5-step proprietary process when it comes to the hierarchy of nutrition priorities. That is key to identifying the biggest levers. In every instance, we're starting with that foundation base and looking at a few levers from there, but there may be some instances where we're layering some of the higher levels with that. Never will we start at the top before we address the bottom, because there are always areas in that fundamental base that need to be optimized. The life audit is fundamental to any client's success. And I know that if you do this process yourself, you will start to see gaps within your own week, even without having that support to take you through. Of course, if you're wanting that support, you can click the link in my show notes and explore ways that we can work together. But for me, the life audit is fundamental to doing before any deep dive session that I spend with my client, because I don't want to sit there capturing all of this. I want to have this information. I want it captured in real time. And by doing so, it allows us to go deeper into other areas, such as their background, their medical history, and other important information, which all shapes the game plan that we're going to set together. Now, as I mentioned, consistency is honestly the biggest driver to success, and finding ways to be consistent when life is different and all of the variables is the biggest challenge. It's also where most people go wrong. They have a set and forget strategy, but they don't take into consideration all of the different variables, such as the client that I shared with you just before. He's got 4 different mornings we need to consider. So if he just had that one strategy, it wasn't going to work for all of those different scenarios. But with that visibility and seeing that, because it was mapped out, we were able to tackle something with one strategy, but 4 different options that worked for him, that fit harmoniously into his life with ease, and were setting him up for success across the day. For me, that's why a process like this is a non-negotiable, and it's so important, and I can never imagine working in any other way. Do you want your leaders or employees to have more energy, better focus, improved well-being, and enhanced performance in 2024? Well, the key lies in each person learning to master their daily non-negotiable behaviors like nutrition and sleep, and also learning to embed high-performing behaviors into their lives with ease. The good news is I offer a variety of workshops, sessions, and consultancy services drawing from a decade of experience working across multiple high-performance arenas. My approach, refined from supporting over 1,000 of the country's best athletes and special forces soldiers, combines cutting-edge nutrition, human performance, and well-being strategies that are simply unmatched. If you run a team or a business and you think I can help, let's connect on LinkedIn, or feel free to schedule a 15-minute discovery call to talk about your objectives using the link in the show notes. Now, I want to take you through a few different examples of how I've used this life audit process with a few of my most recent clients to give you some visibility on how it's helped identify areas for improvement that would have maybe potentially otherwise gone unknown or undetected for a period of time. So first up, I want to take you through two, they're actually both AFL players. I'm going through a phase of working with AFL, which I really enjoy. I know AFL very well from working with the Giants for 8 years. So I know the sport very well and truly respect all of the demands that are required. So the first example is an older AFL player. He's been playing for more than 10 plus years, and he was really focused on his longevity in his career, getting the most out of his body, optimizing his body composition for where he is at in his career, but really leaving no stone unturned in an attempt to extend and prolong his career. He's still very much at the top, performing week in and week out, but understands that sooner or later, based on his age, things are going to shift. And he's at a stage where he wants to stay performing at his top. And I mean, the benefit of undertaking a program like this is truly leveraging every aspect of nutrition to ensure he sustains at his peak for as long as possible. The difference that this can make for him is more contracts or contract extensions at a higher level, or the ability to continue showing up week in, week out with minimal injuries and minimal illness. So when we sat down together and I had him complete his life audit, what I was able to see was one practice that he was doing regularly was fasting on low training days or rest days. Now, when I asked him about this, this was a strategy he'd been doing for a few years. And the reason he started fasting was because he's listening to all the podcasts and he'd heard that there were a lot of benefits to fasting. So he thought, oh, this is something I might try. And also, in not in all instances, but in some instances in a sport like AFL, as athletes age, sometimes depending on the position, they may benefit from actually maintaining or reducing their overall weight just to offload some of the load that is put through like their joints, ligaments, and tendons. So this is not in all instances. It really depends on the position, athlete, the injury history. There's so many factors, but this is something that I have seen quite regularly with older athletes in sports like AFL. So anyway, he was fasting multiple times a week, 3 or 4 times a week in preseason, wasn't eating until lunchtime. And I was able to see that really clearly on his life audit. We were then able to discuss that in more detail. And the reasoning he was doing that was coming from all of the right reasons. He had heard it was important for longevity. He was doing it to manage and optimize his body composition, a way to like essentially manipulate and adjust his energy intake. So that was the first step, seeing what he was doing and understanding that. But now that we're working together in such a detailed way, I am able to present to him a more customized, personalized, and tailored strategy, which is getting the best of both worlds, as well as things like optimizing his fueling and recovery. Now, the discussion that we had was that while fasting is something which may have some longevity benefits, what he had heard and what is out there doesn't consider what a professional athlete should do. And it definitely doesn't consider what a professional athlete like an AFL player in preseason who is training so much, running so many kilometers, lifting 4 or 5 times a week needs. In that instance, we need to look at things like optimizing recovery, optimizing muscle protein synthesis, periodizing his intake, and also his fueling. So together we've reformulated a strategy for him, which captures and optimizes all of those things, which has meant that fasting isn't appropriate. And what he's reported back to me after only working together for 4 or 6 weeks with the improvements in strategies is his weight is coming down, which he's wanting, his body fat's coming down, his muscles maintaining, his energy is elevated, his mood, he's sleeping better, his recovery is feeling better across the week. And this is why it's so important to get that personalized and customized advice, because information that you hear in audiobooks, on podcasts, you know, in the media are not necessarily customized and personalized to the individual. And in some instances, some of these supposed best practices or protocols that are out there may actually be counterintuitive for this individual person. So with this specific athlete, we were also able to see that he was overeating at other parts of the day because of the fasting, and that the way that he was periodizing his nutrients were around the wrong way. So for example, he was having high carbohydrate dinners the night after his main field sessions, when instead he would have benefited from having that the night before and then reducing it the night after, providing we'd optimized his recovery. So this is the benefit of the life audit. Another example of an AFL player who he is a little bit younger, so a few years into his career, so different considerations, and his goals was really around optimizing his performance, optimizing his body composition, gaining muscle mass and maintaining that in season. So historically, he has struggled to gain weight pre-season because there's so much running. And then as he gets to in season, where he is at has slowly declined over the year because he didn't have the strategies in place to sustain those gains in season. So what we were able to do through the life audit and conducting that in both pre-season and in-season was see the patterns and the areas for opportunities. And the biggest thing which stood out for this specific athlete was that he was not eating enough on rest days. So by seeing the opportunities to increase, so for example, on rest days, he needed to increase the amount of meals and snacks that he was having. And even on his training days, we had to increase his snacks both before training and after training. And simply in doing so and having that strategy and the right composition of those snacks, he was able to achieve his goal mass and sustain it in season. Not only that, he felt elevated energy, sustained output, and had benefits in every single aspect of his performance. Now, on my new website, which I'm really excited, it launched a few days ago, I have a few case studies. So the athlete I've just spoken about, he is featured on there. So you can read the words himself from the different strategies we were able to implement and how he responded. But the way in which we were able to achieve that was through completing the life audit. Was through starting at the start and truly understanding all of those areas that I am taking you through. The nutrition, the training, the sleep, the energy, the supplements, the life, the logistics, and correlating them with the goals. And most importantly, customizing it to the person's life. So I know I've shared a few examples here today. I've given you two athletes and I've also given you a busy corporate. He is in fact the CEO, but I have a range of other corporate clients or business owners or people in the corporate world at different levels. And no matter who they are, this is the process we follow. We complete the life audit. We align it with their goals. We look at their challenges and their struggles, and we start with the most important levers. Now, the life audit truly allows me to take a full 360-degree look at my clients' lives to be able to develop a personalized, customized roadmap. This really is the secret to how we're able to balance immediate results, especially things like elevated energy, mood, focus, and productivity with long-term behavior change. And that is because it is totally tailored and customized to their life and their goals. The other thing I'll point out, it's also about looking at techniques like habit stacking. And that's when there's already a habit that's in place and we might be looking to create or add something new and we might like to pair it with that. If you haven't listened to the episode with Dr. Gina Cleo, which was a few episodes ago, on that episode, she talks about how the brain is able to handle anywhere from 1 to 3 changes at a time, whether that's creating a new habit, breaking a habit, or adjusting a habit, which is key for anyone listening who wants to undertake this process and complete their own life audit and look at areas that they may see purely from capturing that information that they want to work on. I would really encourage you to only choose 1 to 3 areas maximum at a time, implement them, change them, feel the effects, and then layer it on from there. If you are interested in completing your own life audit, what I would encourage you to do is download the template, which you can find in my show notes, and complete it for 1 week. Try not to adjust anything. Try to simply capture it so you can get a 360-degree look at your life and the things that you might not even realize that you're doing because you're on autopilot. The best part of this is that it will start to make you more aware of what you have been doing. And while this specifically is looking at areas of your health and your well-being and your performance, this process really does work in any aspect of your life. At the moment, I've been completing a time and energy audit for my business, what I do each day, how much time I spend on it, and also how much energy it takes from me or gives me. It's been a really interesting and insightful process. And I would really encourage you, if you've got health and well-being and performance goals that you want to improve, to help you achieve the goals you want in your life, to download the life audit template and to complete it. Alternatively, if you know that you work better with a coach or you simply want to collapse timelines or get something really customized and curated to your life, I have two coaching spots available. You can complete the application form in the show notes. I'd love to hear more about your goals and to see if we'd be a good fit to work together. You can also check out my past and current clients and their experience and transformations on my brand new website. You can click the link in the show notes to read more about that. So just to recap today's episode, the life audit process is an essential part of my coaching program and is key to ensuring fast results while creating long-term behavior change. It really is about the win-win. That's because it is customized to the person's life and it isn't about changing everything, but optimizing what they are currently doing while aligning it with their goals. If you like this week's episode, I'd be grateful for you to share it on social media or send it to a friend who would enjoy, as well as leaving a rating and a review. It really helps get the podcast out there, and I also love reading and hearing the impact that the podcast is having on people's lives. That's all for this week, team. I'll be back again next week to help you all not only reach the top, but to stay there. I'll see you all then. Team, thank you for tuning in to another episode filled with actionable insights to not only help you reach the top, but to sustainably stay there. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to let people know by sharing the episode around and rating and reviewing the podcast on the platform that you listen to. Your support truly makes a difference. Until next time, keep staying at the top.